With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A knife attack at a school in northern France has left a teacher dead, two other people injured. The case is being handled by French anti-terrorism investigators. A suspect is being held. Israel's military gives civilians in Gaza advance warning of the coming storm.
A spokesperson for Israel's military, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, described the evacuation message that has been broadcast to some 1 million people living in Gaza.
This evacuation is for your own safety. You will be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting it is made. Do not approach the area of the security fence with the State of Israel.
The evacuation order sparked confusion amongst civilians and aid workers. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israel determined to crush terrorism while Hamas urging civilians to ignore the Israeli evacuation warning. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans still can't get it together.
Republican Steve Scalise told his GOP colleagues at a closed-door meeting that he is no longer running for Speaker of the House. He had been furiously working to secure votes after being nominated by a majority of his colleagues, but after hours of private meetings over 2 days and late into the evening on Capitol Hill, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him. Scalise was trying to peel off more than 100 votes, mostly from those who backed his chief rival, Jim Jordan, favored by hard liners who announced he was no longer in the running and had tossed his vote to Scalise. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Philadelphia, one police officer shot to death, a second officer wounded. A manhunt's underway. The shootings happened last night in a Philadelphia airport parking garage. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 37 points, NASDAQ futures down 50. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention condemns the attack on Israel.
In a letter signed by numerous evangelical leaders, the SBC says, quote, "We, the undersigned, unequivocally condemn the violence against the vulnerable, fully support Israel's right and duty to defend itself against further attack, and urgently call all Christians to pray for the salvation and peace of the people of Israel and Palestine. They are calling on the Biden administration and all U.S. policymakers to take terrorism seriously." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious charities in San Diego say they're being overwhelmed by illegal immigrants as U.S. Customs and Border Protection releases them directly into the city. Government shelters are full, and local churches and ministries say they cannot take up the slack. Catholic Charities of San Diego recently halved capacity at the two hotels where it houses illegal immigrants to about 800 people because the agency is now running short of money. This is SRN News. Missouri regulators allowing a multi-state wind energy power line to pump up the voltage.
State regulators have given permission for the Grain Belt Express to expand to bring as much as 2,500 megawatts of power to Missouri. That's the equivalent of four nuclear power plants. The line previously was planned to provide 500 megawatts. Farmers and state lawmakers for years have pushed for more energy from the line to stay in state in exchange for the loss of land. The high-voltage power line will carry wind energy from Kansas across Missouri and Illinois before hooking into a power grid in Indiana that serves eastern states. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Jurors have convicted a Denver area police officer and acquitted another officer on charges stemming from the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. Aurora police officer Randy Rodima was found guilty by the 12-person jury of criminally negligent homicide as well as third-degree assault. More details at SRNNews.com.